It's an 8-session study guide. It goes with the 8-session video DVD, where we look at what I would say are some of the highlights of Mere Christianity.
I'm William O'Flaherty, and this is All About Jack, a podcast feature from EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm pleased to have today's guest return to the show to share about an exciting resource to help you get more out of one of Lewis's most loved titles. Dr. Devin Brown from Asbury University is here to talk about Discussing Mere Christianity, a DVD and study guide to help you enjoy the classic work on understanding and defending the Christian faith. Welcome back to All About Jack, Devin.
No, thanks. It's great to be here.
Even though most should be familiar with you, Mere Christianity is obviously more famous than you. So as a way to introduce yourself, could you maybe share how you got involved in this project and what exactly it is?
Yeah, well, that's an understatement to say Mere Christianity is more famous than I am and always will be. So a couple years back, the C.S. Lewis estate began to wonder whether or not people might need, I'll just say, some help, some encouragement in reading Mere Christianity. It's almost 75 years old if we do the broadcast talks version, the original versions that Lewis gave over the BBC in the 1940s during World War II. And the fact that it's British, not American, makes it a little bit difficult for the average American Christian to read on his or her own. It's not impossible, but I think it needs to be unpacked a little bit, given those two distances of time and culture. So they began looking for people that might be willing to unpack it in a way. And so we've put together a team that I think really does a great job of bringing not only Mere Christianity to life, but bringing Lewis and his impact to life. Eric Metaxas was chosen to host the video. And video is a key component. As people who go to church now know, videos are widely used in teaching. They have, word and music, I'll just say, need an image. And so they've done a great job of doing that. So Discussing Mere Christianity has always been conceived of two parts that go together, a paper study guide. And truth be told, it's an 8-session study guide. It goes with the 8-session video DVD, where we look at what I would say are some of the highlights of Mere Christianity. People who want to go through the entire book will find that we don't hit the entire book. That would be too massive of a project. Although perhaps if this Discussing Mere Christianity goes well, there might be a part two where we take another 8 sessions and look at some of the things we didn't cover. Anyway, make a long story short, I got asked to write the paper study guide to help with the locations in Oxford and then to help with the script for the documentary.
Well, now, before digging deeper into the resource, could you share for the few people not familiar with Mere Christianity itself, although you were sharing some about it now, why it is such a great book?
Well, for the last 75 years, people all over the world have found Mere Christianity to be invaluable in many cases. And, today we have churches, I think, that kind of minister to newcomers to Christ. We kind of call them seeker churches, and we've got a couple of really fine ones here in town. And then there's another kind of church that ministers to more mature Christians to take them deeper into discipleship. And in an amazing way, Mere Christianity really serves not just as both of those, great explanatory powers for new Christians, but also great deepening aspects for mature Christians. It also speaks to people who aren't Christians. And I think that's one of the reasons that's made it a great book down through these years. The other reason, I think, is C.S. Lewis himself was not a Christian for many years. And he says, I think one of the reasons they asked me to give these broadcast talks on the BBC, which then, as I mentioned, later became the book, was because, he says, I knew what Christianity looked like from the outside. Lots of times when Christians talk to non-Christians, we sometimes start using words that they don't quite get or would never use, or we mean them in a different way than they do. And so Lewis knew how to reach people who were not yet Christian, because for a long time he was outside the faith himself. I'll tell the other thing that I think that makes Mere Christianity a great book to study is the story behind it. And I was just looking over the DVD and Eric's hosting of it. There's 8 sessions, and Eric Metaxas, who's a well-known Christian writer, bookends each of these from a famous Lewis location. So I think Lewis's own story is pretty interesting, unlike mine or like yours. His writing is good, and his life is just as interesting a story. So in the DVD, Eric takes us to a lot of famous Lewis locations. So what Mere Christianity has to say, unpacked, brings it to life, makes a great story, and then Lewis's life laid alongside it, I think, makes discussing Mere Christianity even more interesting.
you were just also, besides talking about the book, noting some aspects with the DVD. Let's go a little bit more into that aspect of the DVD for a bigger overview. What can people expect to find in it, as well as who are the presenters?
Yeah, let me just explain. If people quickly Google Discussing Mere Christianity or go to Amazon and look for it, it's sold in three different packages. So there's just the study guide book, which on Amazon is, you know, sort of like $9.71, something like that, sort of a $10 book. And it's got the 8 sessions. And then there's just the DVD, which is sort of in the high 20s, you know, somewhere around $30. And then there's a combo pack that has the book and DVD together. So people can decide if they'd like just the paper study guide, if they'd like just the DVD video study guide, or if they want to get the combo pack. They're designed to go together, and I think they go well together. I will say this, that in the paper study guide, there's always a section which adds to what was going on in the video. And let me see if I can explain that a bit, because your average Sunday school or youth group session at church will be sort of, you know, 50 minutes to an hour. People meet an hour after church, Sunday school, or a book group. And so the video sessions are purposely kept to somewhere between 22 and 24 minutes long. So they're relatively short, very accessible, leave time for lots of discussion afterwards, and you can still finish your hour of Sunday school, maybe even have a cup of coffee in addition. The paper study guide, obviously people will be doing this at home at their leisure, usually reading it on their own time. So it has some extra points that unpack the chapters that are covered in the video section.
Who are the different presenters for the DVD?
Yeah, so the lovely thing is people who buy the DVD will find there's 8 sessions. And like I mentioned, Eric Metaxas in a really, you know, us Lewis people would say really cool Lewis location, whether it's in London or University College, where he's a student earlier, and Magdalen College later, Holy Trinity, a lot of shots at the kilns. Eric Metaxas bookends him. And then they'll have Alistair McGrath as a Lewis scholar, or Jerry Root, Dinah Glyer, Philip Yancey, Joseph Pierce, and then I'm the Lewis scholar on the last one. So a number of different people talking about the Lewis content for each of these sessions.
Right. So obviously it's not just a single person doing a lecture about it. There's a good variety, even though, as you were just noting, it's kept short to keep it interesting as well as for a group discussion. So there's a lot of factors there to make it very accessible.
Yeah. And I'll throw in, there's two other people that they felt they wanted to get in somehow. Paul McCusker, who people may know from the Focus on the Family Radio Theater. They may know him from a recent Bringing Mere Christianity to Life. He did a lovely radio theater on that. And then, of course, he did the annotated screw tape. He's in. I suppose if it was in sports, we'd call him giving us some local color. And then there's a lovely, really lovely interview with Doug Gresham that's, I suppose in the DVD talk, we'd call it bonus material. But the filming team flew to London. Doug Gresham flew from Malta to London. They filmed at a really swanky hotel there. And, oh, my gosh, he's just fascinating. And then in the documentary world, it's called B-roll. The pictures that go with it help bring what he's talking about to life in a way I don't think people have seen before. I would just say this. I think this is a great unpacking of Mere Christianity, making it accessible and bringing it to life. I also think it's maybe the best Lewis life documentary made in recent years.
Well, now, you were noting earlier about the differences or distinction that people could just get the study guide booklet by itself. They would find it helpful just using that?
Well, yeah, just using that in what? A copy of Lewis's original Mere Christianity, you know? So look, this is never meant to replace reading the original first. So, you know, that's what I tell my students at Asbury. I say, look, guys, any lectures I talk about or any notes that you might use is fine. You can do, you know, Spark Notes, or back in our college days, William, we would have called them Cliff Notes.
Yeah.
And that's all fine and good, but don't let it ever replace reading the original. So these DVD sessions and the study guide, paper study guide, should all go hand in hand with reading the chapters. And they always start out, here's the chapters to read, here's your assignment. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty brief. I mean, think of this, Lewis had maybe 15 minutes for some talks, 10 minutes for others. So the written version is really could be done in one setting. So you read one or two chapters, usually two, one session is one chapter. You read two chapters from Mere Christianity, then you jump into one of the eight sessions, whether by paper or by DVD or by both. I'll say this, discussion leaders out there, a lot of people listening to this, I'm sure, are Sunday school teachers and youth group leaders and book guide leaders. One way this can work, and of course it's designed this to work this way, is by an individual all by themselves. Another way is for a church to buy one DVD and maybe one paper study guide, that the leader would go through the paper study guide. It has questions for discussion. So let's be honest, a big majority of Sunday school people may show up and may not have the paper study guide, possibly might not even have read Mere Christianity for that Sunday. Nevertheless, we've tried to make it work for all those cases.
Right. It's very versatile. Well, in regards to the study guide, what are maybe a few highlights in terms of the aspect for people that find themselves wanting to use it?
Well, it's interesting. You know, with all the online stuff and stuff you do on the computer today, in some ways, this sort of idea of a study guide, or way back when they might have called it a correspondence course, has been forgotten. But the idea that you could sit down and read Mere Christianity and have some great people walk it through you in the study guide. So I've tried to unpack some of what Lewis is saying. I try to raise some interesting questions. I quote some other people who either speak toward it with some of the same ideas, or speak against it with rival conceptions. And I don't know. When I was a young person, you know, I teach a class on C.S. Lewis at Asbury, but when I was a young person, there weren't any classes on C.S. Lewis. And when people hear I teach a class on Lewis, they say, oh, I'd love to take a class on C.S. Lewis. Well, I would say that this book, Discussing Mere Christianity, is a way for people to cover at home what I would cover in my class at Asbury. So if that's the kind of thing people are looking for, I mean, I think it's fun to study a book together. That's why, of course, we have so many book clubs today. It seems like reading is such an intensely personal activity, but man, there's something about it that we like to do together, hence group study guides.
Well, now, we obviously can't explore each of the eight video sessions, so with the exception of picking the last one that you host, pick one of the other seven to provide some additional details. Again, you summarize it kind of broadly here, but any one that you could maybe hone in on about what is present and how it's the same or different from the others?
Well, I'm a big fan of all of the Lewis scholars. I mean, I've got a bunch of Lewis books on my shelf, and one of them, which I've looked every so often, I'll look for it and can't find it. You know how it is. Had a dedication to all the friends I've made through Lewis, and you know it's so true. Think of all the friends who like C.S. Lewis that may be in your local Lewis Society or at your church or at a conference or just another person that you can talk Lewis about. Anyway, they've all become really good friends. Some virtual friends and some real friends. And I could talk about all of them, but I'll just tell you this. Alistair McGrath is always fascinating to me and always interesting. He opens the session one, Our Sense of Right and Wrong, and he talks about Lewis beginning with this. Everyone has heard someone quarreling, and Lewis was just a genius to pick on this back in the 1940s, this idea that, yeah, you don't believe there's any right and wrong in the world. You think we're all just a result of meaningless, purposeless chance. Well, what do you do with right and wrong? Where do you think that comes from? And if you don't believe in it, look at two people quarreling, Lewis says. Lewis really was inspired to not begin with a Bible verse, which people don't believe the Bible. You know, Christians, atheists aren't going to believe that anyway. He begins with something they do believe, that they've heard people quarreling and what's behind that quarreling. And Alistair McGrath does a lovely job of unpacking it. You know, he's always very winsome. And I'll just say this, by the way, in case we don't get to it. If people were to Google discussing Mere Christianity and look for a video, there's a trailer up at YouTube, and there's session one is already up, and I think we were going to get to that later. But I'll just tell you, they'll hear Alistair McGrath saying that Lewis was such a good writer, you know, and it's so lovely because here's Alistair McGrath, who we think is a great writer, acknowledging, yeah, Lewis, now he was a super great writer. Now that's a great writer. Anyway, Alistair McGrath is one of my favorites, and people for a limited time, I'm not sure when they're going to come down, we'll see Alistair McGrath not only in the four-minute trailer, but they've also posted on YouTube again the entire first session. So people could go and see and watch and hear the session that we're talking about right now and then decide, hey, I'd like to get the whole DVD or maybe just the study guide or get the combo pack.
Now, as a way of contrast, let me give you a chance since you do the final session. What kind of thing would stand out that people might find interesting in terms of things that you present?
So when we get down to session number eight, we've tried to pick two sessions from each of the four books in Mere Christianity. And the four books in Mere Christianity come from the four talks, four separate talks that Lewis gave, series of talks, I guess we should say. So we get down to one of the final ones, counting the cost. And one of the things that struck me as I was reviewing to become the Lewis scholar on the last one, I guess I'll go two things. One is Lewis begins the chapter by saying, Christ's command, be ye perfect, wasn't just like a suggestion. You know, maybe you'd like to be made perfect. It's basically saying, this is the only choice you have. You come see me, and we're going to work to get you perfect. We're not going to fix a little thing. He talks about when he had a toothache, he wanted his mom to give him an aspirin, but he was hesitant to do so because his mom was going to take him to the dentist, and the dentist wasn't going to give him an aspirin. He was going to fix the whole tooth and fix all the rest of the teeth. And he says, in an odd comparison, God's sort of like that. He doesn't want to fix just this one part of your life that you want fixed or make it go away. He wants to make us into new creatures. And that seems kind of harsh, but then Lewis makes this point, harsh. This is the only road to happiness, to bliss, to joy, to community that there is out there. There's no other path than this. And don't think it as some sort of joyless legalism. Think of it as the road to bliss. And anyway, I talk about that when I get a chance to unpack the chapter a bit.
All right. Well, you were just mentioning, as you were answering the previous question, one of the things I was officially have for here, but we can emphasize it again. And that is, with considering the fact that we've covered a lot of ground today, and for people to kind of grasp everything that we're talking about to understand what is available, there is that online trailer, and you said the first session is up on YouTube, but it's probably not going to be there forever. So remind people about that as we underscore that this first session is for a limited time only. So the sooner they go look for it, the better.
Yeah, I mean the trailer will always be there, and I think people when they see it, they're gonna get a great idea. Okay, I get what they've been talking about. Here's Eric Metaxas doing just a fabulous job of hosting, and he's warm and he's winsome, and his enthusiasm for Lewis just comes through. The Lewis sites. I got to put a plug in here because people listening to this probably are also fans in the same way you and I. If you've never been to Oxford, here's an armchair tour of Oxford like none I've ever seen. The photography is excellent. I would almost call it cinematography at this point. It's so beautiful. Really brings it to life, captures the spirit. You get to go to all the places Lewis would have gone to. And that's lovely. And then to say, well, what does it mean when they unpack it? To watch session one where Alistair McGrath does such a great job of sort of bringing these comments made out over the BBC during World War II and now recorded in the paper version of Mere Christianity, bringing them to life here in the 21st century. People will understand what we're talking about, and I think enjoy it, whether they decide to buy it or use it or not. I think even just watching the trailer and watching the first session, just an enjoyable 4 minutes for the trailer, an enjoyable 24 minutes in and of itself.
Well, now, knowing how interesting things can be when I do audio interviews behind the scenes, I can imagine there might be some fascinating things behind the scenes when you were doing your video. Are you at liberty to share any?
Yeah, I'll just say this. The Lewis Estate, and you know, Lewis fans are always curious about the Lewis Estate or the C.S. Lewis Company, is really a dynamic thing. I'll just tell you this, they're very careful about endorsing one interpretation of Lewis. And not because that interpretation might be bad or right or wrong so much as it would be limiting. I mean, Lewis seems to me to speak to so many different kinds of people. I'll just tell you this. You and I were friends with Chris Mitchell, the late Chris Mitchell, and he was a saint. He was just one of the nicest, gracious, most great. Anyway, he was the director of the Wade Center at Wheaton. Anyway, I asked him what he was doing one time. He said, "Well, I'm going out to Utah. I got invited to speak to the Mormons." And this is back when I was just getting started with Lewis. I said, "Really?" He says, "Yeah, the Mormons love him." And I said, "Well, you know, everybody loves him. At least in America, the Episcopalians love him because he's an Anglican, Baptists love him, Evangelicals love him." So he had such a wide appeal. And they're always hesitant. So one of the concerns, I'll just say this, that the Lewis Company had was that this discussing mere Christianity not end up being an interpretation, but an opening up, not closing down, this is what it means and this is the only thing it means, but opening it up to help people understand this is what it means, this is where it goes, to help people see, understand Lewis's many meanings, not focusing on a single one. So that was a concern, and I hope that we've honored that concern. I think we have.
And wrapping up here, let me highlight, since we're not going to be actually be discussing the fact that you have many books out related to C.S. Lewis. I've done interviews with you on some of them. In fact, even related to Lewis, we did a whole series on one of the books you did related to The Hobbit. So I'm going to encourage people before we wrap up to check the show notes for links to several of Devin's books that we've talked about. And then, of course, they can do a search, Amazon or any other online location that sells books. But so let's have you give a final summary of why a person should consider getting a copy of Discussing Mere Christianity.
Yeah, I'll give you a couple reasons. I mean, for people who have not been to Oxford, England, again, I'll say it's a wonderful introduction of where you might go and what you might see. And I'll just tell you this, you need this introduction, because if you go to UNIF College, there's no remnants of C.S. Lewis when he was a student there. There's no little plaque, no brochure. You go to Magdalen, where he taught for 25 years, there's nothing there. Oxford always thinks it's bigger and better than any of the famous people who have come through there. So if you go to Oxford looking for Lewis, this is a valuable key to kind of say, ah, that's where that was, and that's where this was. So that's one thing. The other thing I'll say is, if people, I've talked to people who've read Mere Christianity, and I mean tried to read it, and they found it, well, either too difficult or too stiff. And like I say, maybe it's because it's separated now by time and distance. Anyway, it's a way to bringing it to life. And then I guess the last thing I would say is, for people who like Lewis and want to share him with others, they see value in studying this thing. And of course, what they're really doing is value in pointing to the one that Lewis is always pointing to, right? If they'd like to do that, this is a real valuable resource for uses in the churches. And, you know, just as Lewis used, everyone thinks of Lewis as an anti-tech person, but here he is using, as he would have called it, the wireless. And by wireless, he means a radio. Using the wireless to reach millions of people in England and all over Great Britain during World War II. Here's another use of technology now, a 21st century video, to reach people with this same story, to bring it to life in ways not possible back then. And I don't know, who knows what they'll be doing 50 years from now, but my guess is they'll be doing something with Mere Christianity, because whatever it is, in printed form, in broadcast form, or now in video form, it really has a timeless message.
Yes, it definitely does, and I appreciate you and all the others who have come up with this material. And then all that remains to say is thanks, Devin, for being on All About Jack again.
William, thank you so much. This has been a pleasure.
I also thank you, the listener, for your interest in material on and related to C.S. Lewis. This podcast, again, is called All About Jack, and it's a feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty, your host, as well as the producer of the show. As mentioned, be sure to check the show notes for links to other interviews I've done with Devin. They include his 2013 biography on Lewis entitled A Life Observed that took the approach of being a spiritual biography. He's also written a short bio on Tolkien, a close friend of Lewis, and, of course, the author of The Lord of the Rings. I'll have direct links to these, and then a general link that does a search on my EssentialCSLewis.com site for material related to Devin Brown. I'll also have direct links to various versions of Discussing Mere Christianity. Devin mentioned three versions, but there's actually a fourth version if you consider the fact that there is a Kindle version of the study guide. So I'll have direct links to each of them. Plus, if you don't own a copy of Mere Christianity itself, you'll want to get one. Or maybe you do and you want to get more. I have a link to an edition that is less than $10 in the show notes. You can find the show notes by either going to EssentialCSLewis.com or allaboutjack.podbean.com. The latter is where the audio files are hosted, and it might be easier to browse recent past shows there. Podbean is spelled P-O-D-B-E-A-N. At EssentialCSLewis.com, you can also find other material related to Lewis. This includes a variety of articles as well as a daily fact, quote, and quiz. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with others. Also, feel free to leave comments about the program online at EssentialCSLewis.com or AllaboutJack.podbean.com. As mentioned, either place is where you can find the other programs. Recent shows include a special interview with Dr. Don King about two books related to Joy Davidman he was involved in, Plus, not long ago, I posted an interview with Dr. Jerry Root, who is one of the presenters in discussing mere Christianity. And then a few years ago, I spoke with Dr. Alistair McGrath, another of the presenters from Discussing Mere Christianity. This was about Dr. McGrath's 2013 biography on Lewis. Again, you can hear those and others by either going to EssentialCSLewis.com or AllAboutJack.podbean.com. If you have questions or comments, email them to info@EssentialCSLewis.com. Again, that's info@EssentialCSLewis.com.